No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, August 18th, and we're so grateful you're spending a bit of your day with us. I'm David Brown, and just to our east, the numbers keep climbing. 13 people officially listed as dead as the floodwaters move south of Baton Rouge and Lafayette. Folks in East Texas know firsthand what an awful year this has been for torrential downpours. Yet in South Texas, Brooks County Sheriff-elect Benny Martinez wants the rain, lots more of it. In his words, I'm hoping we get a hurricane, something, anything, to alleviate the heat. In fact, Christian Hernandez, reporter for the McAllen Monitor, writes, it's not just the temperatures hitting triple digits, it's the migrant death toll in the Rio Grande Valley on track to break records. Christian, welcome to the Standard.
Hi, David.
So tell us a little bit about this sheriff. That's quite a bold statement about he's hoping we get a hurricane. What's that about?
So I think Sheriff-elect Martinez has always been real outspoken about migrant deaths in general. His county is the most affected in South Texas, being right there in the middle of Valfurrias checkpoint, which is the busiest checkpoint in the Rio Grande Valley. So he's the type of guy, I mean, they have such limited resources that he'll be out there almost on a daily basis, recovering, you know, human remains, putting on gloves and doing it himself. So he's seen it. He understands the importance and also the effect that the heat can have down here on these migrants.
Yeah. I'm blown away, though, by some of these numbers. I mean, this year, from according to your reporting, the Rio Grande Valley is on record to have the second highest migrant death rate in recorded time. What's going on? What factors are contributing to that? I mean, it was my understanding that there had been a lot more officials, a lot more border officers down there along the border, that perhaps that might offset some of these migrant deaths.
I think it's a little bit of everything. The most obvious one is the heat, right? I mean, that's common, but all throughout the Southwest. But down here, I think, you know, talking to him, I wanted a better explanation. And I asked him, you know, what else is different this year? And he mentioned the cell phones, you know, the fact that the smugglers are adapting and they're finding new ways to remain invisible, because that's their job. I mean, that's their profession in a sense.
I don't get it. What is it with the cell phones and the smugglers? How does that work?
So, I mean, there's very few, these guys use very limited technology out there because they don't want to be detected. And now they know that a lot of the rescues were being done using the coordinates from the cell phone. So there's been stash houses found here where they'll find, you know, a stack or a pile of broken phones, and the smugglers have been taking the phones from these migrants before they go on these journeys through the desolate ranch lands in South Texas. So I think it's been leaving them more helpless. And also the cell phones that they are using, that the smugglers are carrying now, are not as easily tracked.
One of the things, though, that your article brings out is that with so many border officers now in place trying to stop people from migrating across, that now there are a lot of folks are having to find new ways to get into the country, and that takes them through even more dangerous territory.
I think that's always been the case, though. I mean, let's go back to 98 when Borstar was created. It was also around the same time that they started building the fence in San Diego and El Paso, which were the common routes for people to migrate north. Now it pushed them into the Arizona desert, which we know was deadly. I mean, it was the deadliest until recently, to 2013. So down here, we also have, you know, a lot more law enforcement. So it's been pushing them to more remote areas. And I mean, I grew up in the desert. I'm from El Paso, and they call it a desert out here. When I first moved down, I didn't really know. I was like, this is not a desert. There's green everywhere. It's ranches. And once I was out there and, you know, we've done some of these rescues ourselves. We recovered a body just, you know, 2 weeks ago, myself and a coworker. And it is a desert. The terrain is sandy. I mean, we're so close to the Gulf that there's a huge sandbar that stretches all across these lands. So you're literally walking on sand, and the terrain is way more hostile. It's not like in the desert where you could see ahead for miles. Here you can't. It's just brush, and everything looks the same. And everything will cut you or hurt you, and there's animals out there that will attack you if you're not careful. So very hostile. I understand now why I think so many people die and get lost out here.
Christian Hernandez is covering this story for the McAllen Monitor. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Christian.
Yeah, thank you.